webcast and those of you that are Inner Circle 747 members and above, if you'll go ahead and type in this week's biggest accomplishment for your coach and let me know that you can hear me okay, we will get this show on the road, as they say. So type it in, type it in, type it in. Okay, I'm not seeing anything come through yet. There we go. There we go. All right. Let's see. Getting started with Live to Win and going to the conference. Awesome. Good morning, Michael, MVP, BK. There you go. Camp staff in place, Jim and Debbie. Excellent. Invested time in myself going to the conference. There you go, Elise. Excellent. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. All right. So let's go ahead and get started today. Again, welcome to the Inner Circle Weekly webcast. If you happen to be new with us, we do this every week live. You can type in any questions for me just by putting questions in for the staff there. And, of course, none of this would be possible without you, and it wouldn't be possible without our sponsors. And, of course, the Zig Ziglar Corporation, Ziglar Incorporated. We are just so grateful for the legacy of that man, Zig Ziglar. So grateful for my friend Tom Ziglar, and so grateful for all the wonderful people that have come to us through Ziglar, including Sherry Perry, Total Merchant Concepts, Mr. Scott Reeb with Reeb Law, two of our sponsors here. So if you need to get protected legally, Scott's got a great plan for that. And if you want to stop getting ripped off by the banks on your credit card processing and have a company that cares about their clients, get TMC, Total Merchant Concepts, and also Infusionsoft. Well, so we had a BTP, OTT, Better Than Phenomenal, Over the Top week. It started out with a little small pod right before the conference. This was the day before, and I can't tell you how much value comes out of that. This is why I want really local to happen one of these days because, you know, the thing is that when you get a small group of people together, and in this case, we spent just about the whole day together, you can really flesh out some stuff. So those are some great breakthroughs, some great aha moments, some phenomenal outcomes from that little pod. And then, of course, we kicked off the conference, and Mr. Santiago, man, tore it up. He got a standing ovation at the end. He emceed the event and did a phenomenal job. He started us out with goals and ended up with sales, and that was just absolutely wonderful. And, of course, we had phenomenal community time. There's BK right there. There you are, sir. We just had a phenomenal community time. It was amazing. And then, of course, Joseph Michelli was brilliant as usual. Now, once Joseph got on the stage and got settled in real good, I jumped on an airplane and went over to Dallas to speak and share the stage with Mr. Brian Tracy. And Tom and I flew over there. Of course, Tom lives in Dallas, so he stayed behind. I came back to the conference. And it's a wonderful thing to know that your staff can handle things for you that you're not even needed at your own conference. But the main reason I wanted to go over there was to meet Brian Tracy. And yes, Brian Tracy has agreed to speak at a future conference. I'm trying to get him confirmed for February. We are trying to work out dates and hotel and all that kind of stuff because we kind of had February kind of penciled in already, but this man travels so much that that's like, you know, there's like two or three dates to choose from in the next year. So we want to get him in as soon as we possibly can, and that'll be a definitely a a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. He's not a young man, but he's brilliant. I sat there and listened to him speak and teach some in Dallas, and the man is just off the charts. And then yesterday, we had Mr. BK, one of our newest Inner Circle members, and what a wonderful guy this guy is, right down here in the bottom corner. And this is not our office. This is actually his office. And me and Santiago tested out the new Dream Team training session with his team, and it worked just phenomenal. We did a Google Hangout, and as you can see, I was at my house, and BK and Santiago are over here in the office, and Kire, who is BK's right-hand man right there on the right, they just logged in from their computer with the webcam, and we had a nice little session with them. So grateful to have you on board, BK, and looking forward to your phenomenal growth. By the way, I wanted to share with you guys that here in a couple weeks on our Tuesday morning webcast, which is going to be right after Memorial Day, so it's kind of almost like a Monday. Back a few couple months ago, I did a webinar series on the disc advantage, and people paid good money for that. But the last session, I never did record because the recording didn't come out well. And so I'm going to redo that as part of our leadership training, because leadership is effectively communicating your vision, and you cannot effectively communicate with people without understanding their communication style. So I'm going to do this for everybody who joined in on that, and the rest of you guys will get to have a little taste of the disc advantage, and so it'll be a wonderful thing. And this is something that you'll be able to share with your staff. This is something that will really, really benefit you. And what we want you to do is make sure that you've got your disc reports, your graphs, and everything in front of you for that particular session. So that'll be May 31st. It'll be part of our weekly webcast and part of the 8-week leadership course, because we got a little extra bonus time in due to a couple of things that happened. So this will be a bonus session right after Memorial Day. All right? Now, before I get rolling this morning, I always love to hear from our two head coaches, and that would be, first of all, Mr. Rick Jones.
Hey, good morning, Mr. Partridge.
Yes, sir.
I'm still recuperating. Oh, that's a great conference, and the one thing I do want to say, of course, is the conference was wonderful, but you know, I really enjoyed the day before the conference with the group that you started out with today. I really like to see people be able to sit and really share everything that's on their heart, and where we can take each person at a time and really nail down, you know, what's going on, where they're at, where they need to go, what they need to do. And we all learn so much from each other. I would just, boy, I'd love to see more of those. That was the first one I've attended, and since it was here in Houston. And I just think it's really brings a tremendous value for the Inner Circle members. Other than that, I want to say that I'm looking forward to this topic today. The money is not the most important thing. Mm-hmm. The phenomenal team members. I know Zig Ziglar says that money is not everything, but it's right up there with oxygen. But I think when you teach today, knowing you and what you're going to teach, that we're going to find that if we do what you're going to be teaching, the money will come. So I'm looking forward to it.
You betcha. You betcha. Well, thank you, Rick. We sure appreciate your leadership, your wisdom. And in fact, the first thing that I'm going to share today, I learned from you way back in, I don't remember what year it was, maybe 1997, 1998. So, good stuff. All right, how about Mr. Santiago Arangoman?
Good morning, everybody. Man.
Vietnam.
Yeah.
Scotty's always got that. Good morning.
Oh, man. Last week was over the top, amazing, incredible. And to hear what people were saying was just, it was just awesome, wasn't it? I mean, I can't think of anything else to say than God is so great.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
right. To put this community together of people that want to grow, that want their businesses to grow, and they want their people to grow, it's just so exciting and motivating and thrilling to be a part of this, that everybody that's on this call and everybody else that's going to hear it later and everybody else that's coming to one of our future events are all a part of this big, big plan that's bigger than all of us put together.
Yeah, yeah, that's good, Santi.
It's so awesome.
I know.
I can't wait for you to share what you're going to share today, because without this, we can't grow.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, good. Well, let me get into it then, and thank you, Santi. You did just just an amazing job. Just your presentations and just everything that you did behind the scenes. You deserve that standing ovation that you got.
Thank you, Howard.
Very grateful for you. Okay. So we are in the midst of our 8-week leadership training. Remember that there are 5 vital systems of your business: marketing, everything you do to attract prospects to your business; sales, everything that you do to convert prospects into paying customers; operations is everything you do to serve your clients, patients, members, or guests; administration is everything that you do to track your stats; and then finally, leadership is everything that you do to lead your business forward. Now, I shared my definition of leadership earlier, and I want you all to memorize this as Inner Circle members. Is leadership is effectively communicating your vision. Your vision includes your goals. It includes where you're going, the destination, and all of that, what it's going to look like in the end, and all the facts and figures and picture of the future. But it also includes what we call your MVP. That is your mission, your values, and your purpose. So let me fix that typo right there. Should say mission, values, and purpose. Mission, values, and purpose. And that's what I taught on last week. You got to have a vision. The most important thing for a leader to do is to think, and the reason that you think is so that you can create the right vision for your life and for your business. Phenomenal leadership delivers a meaningful experience that inspires the team to implement. You know, when you invest in people, when you build up people, when you help people get what it is that they want, when you serve them, then it inspires them. They want to implement. They want to win. If you think about the people that you have and they don't want to do the job, what that means is either you got the wrong person that doesn't want to grow, or you have not effectively created the right leadership environment that inspires them. How do you do that? Leadership is influence, nothing more, nothing less. How do you gain influence in someone else's life? It's by adding value to them. Now, they may not be at a point where they're ready to step up. You know, they may not be willing yet. They might not want to grow yet. They might just have stinking thinking and need a checkup from the neck up, which leads to hardening of the attitudes. They might have a poor self-image, and so you may have to coach them through some of these things. But as you do, if they're willing to grow, if they're willing to be supported, they're willing to be encouraged, they're willing to be accountable, you can help them and you can inspire them. And when you add value to people, when you help people, when you help them change their lives, they will be inspired. Well, how are you going to do that? You're going to do that by becoming a phenomenal leader. You're going to do that by supporting people, encouraging people, and holding them accountable, and being accountable yourself. So congratulations for being engaged in this training because it will absolutely change your life. Everything rises and falls on leadership. The toughest person to lead is ourselves. And when we learn that, when we understand who we are and whose we are, we understand our own value and the fact that we are a phenomenal product. God don't make no junk, that we are born to win, designed for accomplishment, engineered for success, and endowed with the seeds of greatness. And we can do all things. If we understand that there are no areas on the wheel of life that we're supposed to be unsuccessful in, we will then help other people to understand that for themselves. But so many of us suffer from a poor self-image. And the fact is that unless we know who we are, we can't help people understand who they are. And then what you want to do is you want to create a phenomenal leadership system, which is a group of working parts that duplicates results consistently. When you have a good recruiting process, see, a process is a system. When you have a good interview process and you actually use it, when you have a good orientation process, when you have your systems in place, your PRDs and your policies and procedures, your org chart, your MVP, just that one thing alone is huge. It opens up the doors. This is what we met with BK about yesterday. We and his team. We really got them got that vision out there and got that MVP out there. So there are proven systems. Are you exercising your coaching system? Are you exercising your training systems? You see, you got to have all that in place, and it takes time. So don't beat yourself up too bad. Just start. You don't have to be great to start, but you do have to start to be great. And greatness happens one step at a time. And if you'll be diligent and you'll take that one step at a time, success happens layer by layer by layer by layer. And if you don't give up and you keep adding, you keep learning, you keep focusing, and you keep implementing, then the exponential growth is amazing because it's not just, you know, one plus one equals two. You know, it just continues to multiply exponentially, and it just blows up on you. And it's an amazing, amazing thing. And so I want to just encourage you to don't quit, to keep at it. Stay focused and just focus on one thing at a time. One thing at a time. Let me get this thing done and keep it in place. Don't let it go by the wayside after you implement it. You got to build a phenomenal leadership system. All right, so what we're going to talk about today is how to reward and compensate your team members properly. There is a handout on this. And the first thing that I want to let you know, and this is a big secret to most business owners, until you start getting involved with into leadership and really learning some of these things, but believe it or not, money is not the biggest thing on your employees' heart. It might be the biggest thing on their mind, but why is that? The reason that feel like it's the biggest thing on their mind, and it's not even the biggest thing on their mind. It's something that's tangible that they can get a hold of, and it's the message of the world that says, you know, you need to be making X amount of money, or, you know, I can't pay my bills, so there's a felt need. Maybe they can't pay their bills because they're not good with their money. Have you done Financial Peace University at your company yet? Have you encouraged them to be better with their money? It could be that you're not paying them enough. You need to pay them enough, but I want to just go ahead and throw this out to you right now. You can pay people all the money in the world, and they still won't do what they're supposed to do. Money does not solve the problem that is caused by other things, because here are the facts. Here's what I learned from Rick Jones and Dale Carnegie's Leadership Training for Managers, and way back in 1997. What employees want more than anything else, and this was a study done of like 25,000 employees, and I study leadership every single day. Every single day I'm reading on leadership, I'm reading on human development, I'm reading on goals, I'm reading on small business, and every single day this is reinforced time after time after time after time. In fact, there are at least four things that people want more than money. Now, they may not be conscious of this. They may not be aware of it. They certainly won't tell you this. But the reality is, the truth is that what I learned from Dale Carnegie is that the number one thing that people want is sincere and honest appreciation. So I added a couple more things there. Everybody needs air. Appreciation, inspiration, and recognition. Now, once you understand DISC and you understand people's communication styles, guess what? Your D's and your I's, your outgoing people, they like recognition. They're outgoing. They want everybody to see that, you know, badge of honor, see? And then your more reserved people, your S's and your C's, they want appreciation. See, there's a difference between recognition and appreciation. Recognition is public. Appreciation can be private, see? And they want inspiration. What does that mean? How do you inspire people? You inspire people by serving them. You inspire people by going through difficulties in a wise and mature way. You inspire people with your lifestyle. You inspire people by walking the truth even when it's not easy to walk the truth. You know, I had... Well, this happens a lot, but I had someone, a grown man, come to me the other day, and he just buried his head in my chest and bawled like a baby and said, "I need God in my life." Why did he come to me? Why will they come to you? Because of the life that you live. Not just the words that you say, but the life that you live. I've had employees in the past steal money from me, steal customers from me. I've had people let vehicles get stolen. I've had people lose stuff. I've had everything you can possibly imagine happen to me. But the better that I got as a leader, and the more I began to just really care about people, and I've always cared about people, but you have to show them. You know, love is, if you're going to love people, you actually have to do something. See, love is not just saying, "I love you." Love is showing people. And when you show people that you love them, Zig Ziglar said that nobody cares how much you know. You might be the best technical person in the world. You might be like the person who knows everything that there is to know about your industry. But nobody cares until they know how much you care about them. So appreciate them specifically, intentionally, individually. Recognize them specifically, individually, and inspire them by the way that you live your life and how you serve them. Number two, above money is good benefits, because guess what? You might make a lot of money, but you know, if you have to go to the hospital or you have to have a big doctor's bill, especially today, I mean, the thing is that, you know, it's not easy for an employer to offer benefits. It's very expensive. But the thing is that this is something that's very much appreciated, and this is according to studies. This is not just my opinion. Studies show that people will stay at a company with good benefits even if the pay isn't off the charts. Number three, good working environment. You know, the fact is in corporate America is it's a horrible environment. It's very stressful. And as a small business owner, you can create a phenomenal, wonderful environment, and people would rather take a pay cut. In fact, there's a great study that's done by the Gallup organization. And if you go listen to, I think it was on the Spring Dream Team conference that I did, maybe it was the 2015 Success Conference, I don't remember which one it was, but I was sharing the results of the Gallup study, and you can pull that up. Just Gallup study on employee engagement. And one of the things I learned from Tom Ziegler is he started sharing about that report, which has been out for a while, revealed that 20% of employees would rather let me make sure I get this right. There were, I don't remember how many employees it was, but here, these are the facts, that employees would rather give up a 20% increase in pay to get their manager fired. They'd rather have their manager fired than to get a 20% increase in pay. Now, if you're making $30,000 a year, that's $6,000 a year. That's a lot of money. They would rather give up the $6,000 to get their manager fired. Why? Because of number one. Because of number three. Number four, flexible schedule. You know, today with millennials, this is even more important. You know, they're going to school later. They are doing everything in their life later than our generation did. And Santiago is a great example of this. You know, there was a time he was going to school. He was going to be some kind of engineer. I think it was chemical engineer or whatever. And he was going to school down the street. And I, you know, made that possible by adjusting the schedule and this and that. And I want phenomenal people on my team. So if I can get you part-time, I can get you half-time, I can get you full-time, you know, I want you on my team. And so look at different ways that you can do this. Nowadays, people can work remotely. A great example of that is Michael Kemp, who was my second employee. The guy is the most phenomenal inside salesperson on planet Earth, period, in our industry, in that particular industry. And he left us. Why did he leave us? Because I let our management systems and our leadership systems slide. And once we got that fixed, he came back. He was living in Minnesota. Well, he came down. He actually lived with me and Denise, you know, lived at our home for 5 months because Michael's been a great friend for many, many years. And his family is going to follow in the summer. Well, the closer the summer got, guess what? His wife got cold feet about moving to Houston. So I suggested, instead of losing Michael once again, I suggested, well, why don't you answer the phone for us in Minnesota? So we got a guy that books $1 million a year. We're in Houston. He's sitting there in Minnesota at his home in front of the computer with our VoIP telephone system, and it's just like he's sitting in Houston. So technology opens up a whole world of opportunities, people to make calls, VAs, virtual assistants, all kinds of things, and it also creates a situation for flexible schedules. For example, referral marketing is going to be a big focus for us this year because here's what we're finding out. What we're finding out is that people know about the referral program. They have an idea about it, and maybe you've got a referral reward program. but you haven't mastered it. You haven't gone deep. You haven't really made it a system. And so we're going to be focusing a lot on that. Well, one of the things that you can do is get a college student, or you can get a soccer mom to go do your referral marketing routes for you, 20 hours a week. How many referrals do you have to generate to make that work out? This is something that David Fry and I talked about at the VIP reception the other night before the conference started. So all of those things, all four of those things come before, in these studies, in these surveys, before compensation. But people do want to have good pay. And people do want to make money. And I want our people to make money. I want my people to make money. So let's talk about how to do this. Phenomenal compensation. First of all, you got to ask a few questions before you just jump in there. Okay, number one, how much is right? In other words, how much is that role worth? What is the value of the role? And this is important, because if you have somebody who wants to make more money than what the role is worth, you're going to have to justify that somehow. Maybe they're going to have to do more than one role. Maybe you're going to have to figure out how to really grow that company and grow that position to where the value meets the income requirement. And that brings me to the third question, and that is, have you done your 12-month budget? So this is in the handout, how much is right, the value of the role, and have you done your 12-month budget? Now, as you look at your organizational chart, and I hope that you know this tool, because this is one of the most phenomenal tools available in the inner circle, is the organizational chart. It gives you a ton of vision for your company, because you can see the whole company in one snapshot. There are 12 important functions on this organizational chart. You've got marketing, sales, operations, administration, and then you have, you know, the doing of the work, and that's the implementing. The managing is supervising to make sure that everything gets done. And the directing, that's the planning and thinking and casting the vision for the company. So what's the marketing plan? What's the sales plan? What's the operations plan? What's the plan for our accounting, the legal, and HR and all of that? What's the administration plan? And then managing is really supervising and just making sure that things are getting done. So you've got to define the roles, and you want to define the roles with your PRDs. And once you do that, then you can say, okay, if here's my team, let me do my 12-month budget. Let's say if you want to hire somebody, you do your 12-month budget, you run your numbers. And by the way, Ellen Rohr is going to be in the saddle June 7th. Don't miss a minute of it. June 7th for 8 weeks, doing an 8-week phenomenal financial blast. You know, years ago when this lady came along, I had my company in debt. I was in personal debt and wasn't profitable. And this lady came along and got my service company just rocking profitable. And I ended up getting debt-free personally, except for real estate. And it's just been an amazing, amazing journey. The fact is that your company can be much more profitable than you think it can. Just ask Elise Makarevich. Just ask her. You know, there's a book that she recommended called Profits First. It's phenomenal. So once we wrap up our leadership on May 31st, we're never done with it, but once we wrap up that series, we're going to focus on financial and on the Inner Circle webcast. So what's the value of the role? So let's say you want to hire somebody, and that person is going to cost you $30,000 a year. Add 20% to that for taxes and burden and miscellaneous or whatever. So then what you're going to do is you're going to run that budget, and you're going to say, okay, how much do we have to do in revenue to cover that additional person, and how much will we have to do in revenue to be able to be profitable with that person? So, folks, these are tools. The organizational chart is a tool that will serve you if you'll just understand how to use it. That 12-month budget is a tool if you'll just sit down and make yourself learn how to do it, how to follow those numbers. I'm sorry to tell you that unless you understand and do everything that I've shared with you up until this point, the rest of it that I'm about to share with you just won't help you that much. And it won't help you that much because you're just throwing out strategies without any kind of context, without any kind of plan. And that's a big problem, a big mistake that many small business owners suffer from, is just throwing out strategy without any kind of plan, any kind of vision, any kind of context. Just try this, try that. It's very prevalent in marketing. Well, let me just try this marketing strategy. Well, what's the sales goal? Have you marketed to your past clients? Do you have a referral program? Why are you spending a bunch of money on some kind of campaign or technique just as a Band-Aid because you're slow? Let's get a phenomenal marketing system put together. Make sense? Okay. Darren Hardy was our keynote speaker at the 2015 Phenomenal Success Conference. And he wrote a book called The Entrepreneur Roller Coaster, and there's a section in that book where he talks about bringing on team members. And here's what he said. He said, A players are free. In other words, you got A players, you got B players, you got C players. A players are those kind of people that will actually make your business happen. B players are the people who, you know, kind of, they do a good job, but they're not going to necessarily move you to the next level, okay? And C players are those who are literally dragging the company. See, in that Gallup poll, it talked about that there's a 30% of the American workforce is disengaged, and 18%, I'm sorry, 70% are disengaged, only 30% are engaged. That's just horrible. 70% of the American workers are disengaged, which means they're not into what they're doing, they don't care about what they're doing, and 18% are actively disengaged. They're literally working against the company, which means they're stealing from the company, which means that they're talking bad about the company. They're working against the company. So A players are the people who will really actually make your company. Santiago is an A player. A players are free because they make you money. Doesn't matter how much you pay them, they make you money. Michelle and Victoria are A players. Aliki, Scott, Johan, they're A players. See, I got my leaders that are A players. They make me money. Here's the problem. Generally, when people hire someone, A players are generally going to hire B players. It's just human nature. B players are going to hire C players. Now, there's a lot of hidden emotional, psychological reasons for that. Because psychologically, man, if I hire somebody better than me, they might take my job. I love what Elise put in here just a second ago when I said that that I went to Dallas and I wasn't needed by my team. She typed in, being wanted but not needed is the ultimate goal. And that's a great way to put that. You know, I look at myself, I'm not as old as Rick yet, but I look at myself as a, and I'm not a grandpa yet, but I kind of look at myself that way sometimes. You know how it is. You know, dad, mom and dad set down the rules. But the grandparents, man, it's just everything. You want some cookies? You want some Kool-Aid? How you doing? You know. And Zig often said, he said if he knew that grandkids were going to be so much fun, he would have been nicer to their parents. A players are free, so hire only A players. Hire only A players. Gary Keller, who started Keller Williams, which is now the largest residential real estate company in the world. It's a phenomenal company, a phenomenal company. And when he got his epiphany that he talked about in The One Thing, he realized that he was trying to do too much. In order to grow his company, he needed to hire some people. In fact, he needed about 14. And in his training, in The One Thing training that we do now, the certified training, they teach that you need 5 people. You need 5 A players. You can reach your biggest dreams and goals with 5 people. In fact, it's difficult to communicate effectively with more than 5 people. So if you have more than 5 people reporting to you, then you're not going to be as effective. So you need, he said, you can build an empire on 5 A players. So he went out and got 5 A players. In fact, one of them was Mo Anderson. I was on the phone with our little small group the other day with Mo Anderson. And what a wonderful, wonderful lady. Well, she was the implementer. You know, Gary had the ideas. One of the things she said was interesting. She said he had so many ideas, I mean, they would just come out, you know. And she said, early on when I first went to work with him, and by the way, he had to go buy these people. Mo Anderson was his operations director. Let's see, Diana Kokoska, who is Sean Kokoska's mom. Sean was one of the guys who came and taught The One Thing for us. Built his whole coaching system out. They consider themselves to be a coaching company that happens to do real estate. Consider yourself a learning organization, a training organization, a coaching company, however you want to term that, that happens to do whatever it is that you do. And Diana Kokoska built it, ran it, runs it, still runs it, and what a great lady she is. So he got 5 people. And he had to go recruit those people. He had to pay, because Mo Anderson and Diana Kokoska both had huge, amazing careers. I mean, they had their own business. They had their own business, and they had huge businesses. It cost a lot of money to recruit those ladies. But here's what he knew. A, players are free, because those players are going to build his empire. And they did. You need 5 A players. All right, let's get into the compensation. There's roughly 3 basic ways to compensate people when it comes to monetary compensation methods. The reason I put monetary compensation methods up there is, as we've already seen, there's other ways to reward people. I love to give away trips. I love to take people on experiences and go to ball games. And I love to give away, you know, like certificates for massage or flowers and different things like that, because, you know, it shows them that you care. And the thing is that money's nice, and that's always nice, but there's many other ways to reward people. And it's more about them knowing that you care about them, that you support them, that you encourage them. But when it comes to monetary compensation methods, there are 3 basic ways to do this. Number one is hourly. So I want to walk through kind of the pros and cons to each of these types, all right? Hourly, what's the advantage of that? Well, to the team member, the advantage is, hey, I work X amount of hours. I know how much money I make. And if I get overtime, then boom, I got that. Okay, I get my overtime. As a business owner, same thing. It's predictable if you can control the number of hours, and that becomes an issue sometimes because, you know, if you're really busy and you know, people go over their hours, then you've got to have some policies in place of, you know, how that is decided, who can go over their hours and when they can. So you might be tempted to go to salary because of that. Well, here's the thing. This is not legal advice, so check with Scott Reeb or whoever your corporate attorney is, but my understanding is that people cannot be on a salary unless they have at least 3 people reporting to them. So you can't just stick somebody on a salary, okay? Now, let's say you do have somebody on a salary, what are the pros and cons? Well, the pros are your overhead is set, so you know where your break even is. It's a set amount, it doesn't fluctuate. Same benefit to them is that, you know, they know how much they're going to get. All right, and then you got commission. So what are the advantages of commission? What I mean by that is straight commission is you get paid on whatever you sell. Whatever you sell, you get paid on that. The advantages of that is no sale, no pay. The advantage to the team member is the more I sell, the more I make. And a lot of people who really want to grow and who like to produce love commission. But let's look at the disadvantages, all right? How about hourly? What's the disadvantage of hourly? Human nature is there's no hurry. There's no hurry. Oh, man, that can kill a business, I tell you what. Also, the disadvantage is, you know, the only way to the team member is the only way I make more money is to work more, work longer. No incentive to work harder or faster. Salary, what are the disadvantages of that? Well, disadvantage many times to a team member is, guess what? They're probably going to get dumped on unless they got a really, really good boss. And so, you know, there could be a disadvantage. Disadvantage, again, to the business owner is that there's no incentive necessarily for them to rise above the occasion. And then the disadvantage of commission is there's a temptation to go too fast, maybe to stretch the truth a little bit. And that's a disadvantage to your company. In fact, I know some companies that will not pay their salespeople commission. They're that pure about everything. I don't totally agree with that. I understand it, but I don't totally agree with it. I've got a different method, by the way, that you can look at. The disadvantage to the employee is, hey, if it's slow, guess what? I don't make any money. So my son's working as a waiter right now. I worked as a waiter as I was at his age. And, you know, it's feast or famine. You got big parties, big tables, big tippers. Bam, you are in the money. But if it's slow, you ain't making nothing. Now, here's the thing. I want to shift your mind for just a second and look at this last point here. A phenomenal person can excel with any and all monetary compensation methods. What I mean by that is if you have the right person, that's step one. You only hire A players, only hire phenomenal people. Go through the recruiting process, go through the interviewing process. That is your first step of phenomenal success, is getting the right people on your team. because the wrong people on your team will kill you. You hire slowly. Hire very carefully. Do multiple interviews with multiple people. As Dave Ramsey says, you got to keep donkeys out of the building. You're looking for thoroughbreds. And so you spend a lot of time with them to give them ample time that if you got a donkey on your hands, they're gonna mess up and give you a hee-haw. You're gonna find out if you have a donkey. That's what Dave Ramsey says. So the thing is that it starts there. And, you know, the fact is that when you've got phenomenal people, when you've got A players, you can, and you do your budgets, you can sit there and say, okay, if you want to make X, here's what has to happen in the company. Let's go make it happen together. It doesn't matter if it's hourly salary, commission, whatever. Doesn't matter, because a phenomenal person can make it happen. But let me give you a better way. You want to have the inspiration, you want to have the community, you want to have the servant's heart as a leader, you want to you want to have the air, you want to have the benefits, you want to have the great working environment. Simon Sinek said that a leader's number one responsibility is to create the right environment. Also, communicate with them the why, the MVP, the purpose is the why. That's what gets in people's hearts. Why do we do what we do? Be gracious on the benefits and the other rewards there, okay? But let me show you a monetary compensation plan that you can put together. By the way, Ellen Rohr is going to do a session on this. Now, here's what you don't want to do. You do not want to do go and just listen to this and go recklessly change your compensation plan. At the same time, over time, you may have to do what I've had to do, and that was I changed compensation plans, I don't know, a dozen times over the last 31 years, maybe more, who knows. But I was trying to get it right. I was trying to learn it. Now, what I'm trying to do here is I'm trying to take this big, huge subject that's subjective in every kind of way possible, to boil it down to its simplest terms, and that's always my goal. Hopefully it's a strength, but that's always my goal to do that so that you can understand it in a very simple way. So you do that budget, you understand what the company needs to make in order for that person to make X amount, and here's the method that I like better than any of the three that we looked at so far. You start with a base, and that could be hourly or salary, depending on their position and what they're doing. And you add what I call a performance bonus. This is what I call the performance bonus method. So you add a bonus on what it is that they can control. So let's look at the org chart again for a second in our minds. All right. So a production worker in your company, someone who's implementing something, what can they control? Well, if it's a service person, they can control production. So we'll give them a bonus on what they produce. They can affect upsells. So we'll give them a bonus on what they upsell. They can, an inside salesperson can add more services. They get paid on what they book. Now they get a base, but then you add that bonus for what they produce over and above that base. If you're in marketing, then what could your bonus be tied to? Well, it could be tied to the number of prospects or leads that you get to the telephone. If you're in administration, what could your bonus look like? Net profit. If you're the operations manager, what can you can control? You can control gross profit. Why? Because you're controlling the direct labor and the materials. And by the way, for those of you that are in the same industry as my other company, my service company, we have a specific production bonus program that we will post along with this training and in your coaching session with Santiago. He can go over that with you. I don't like having limits on the production bonus. Make as much money as you want to make. In a world where the average service person probably makes about, you know, $28,000 or $30,000, maybe $40,000, in our industry, we had a technician make over, at least one, maybe two, over $100,000 last year. Why? Because we have phenomenal production bonuses. That guy produced, he upsold, he did it all. He made it happen. Guess what? The company made a ton of profit as well. So in order to get your production bonus, you must fulfill your PRD according to your policies and procedures to qualify. This is a manager's bonus. It's a bonus that is at the discretion, the sole discretion of management. It's not even part of your pay. So, for example, what we do is we say, okay, let's say that you're on hourly, and then you've got your potential bonus, you've got your manager's bonus based on, you know, if the manager has documented that you fulfilled your performance results description, you've kept the policies and procedures of the company, and you know, you've done all that kind of stuff, then you get that bonus. Well, what if your hourly plus overtime is more than the bonus? Well, you're going to get whatever's higher. That's kind of how this system works. So you want someone wants to make more money, okay, no problem. Let's build in a production bonus up to X amount. The sales in the company have to be X. Otherwise, you get your base, and then when we hit our numbers, you get your base plus your production bonus. We also have in our service company, we have a company-wide bonus, like when we hit our sales goal, our overall sales goal, everybody in the company gets something. Then we have an extra upsell bonus. If you hit certain targets, you're going to get extra money kicked in. Okay? Now, the fact is that true success is found in community. I don't care how much you pay. I don't care how much you pay. If you don't create a sense of community, every human being has a longing for belonging. Every human being needs the support, the encouragement, and the accountability. When they have the support, the encouragement, and the accountability that is found in true community, they will implement for you. And if they don't get that, they're going to be looking for other opportunities. So hire A players and then create a sense of community by supporting them, encouraging them, and holding them accountable. All right? Andy Stanley said we were made for community. I saw him in person at a business meeting here a couple of years ago in Atlanta, and he had this whole message on the lie of autonomy. He said, you know, everybody wants to, he said everybody wants to have autonomy. And that's our problem today, is that we can hide behind voicemail and email and close the shades, turn off the lights, and we don't have to interact with anybody. But he said that King David had a bunch of yes men around him. He didn't have community. He didn't have a real community. And he fell because he had a bunch of yes people around him. We're made for community. We cannot be truly successful without community. And it's the biggest leadership secret that you'll ever learn. If you'll just learn that, apply that, and when your people start feeling that, it's amazing. Because the fact is that all of business and all of life comes down to relationships, and meaningful relationships will continue to inspire your team to implement. The key is community. Everybody at the conference, we gave them a key. You know, there's a couple of different meanings of that key. You know, your business is a vehicle to help you achieve your life goal. You want to have a turnkey business. You got to, you know, as the leader, you got to take that key and you've got to turn that crank. The key is community. And the way that you create community is through support, encouragement, and accountability. I wanted to remind you guys of something that's happening this Thursday. I am launching a live 6-week online course. This is for people who are not members yet so that they can learn the system. It's $197 for the 6-week series. And right now, if you go to my Facebook page, they can attend the first week at no charge where I do GPS. And we're going to teach them the 5 systems after that. So they can attend the first week at no charge. And if you'd like to share that and post that, we would appreciate it. And also, as a member, if you want to go through the basic training again as an Inner Circle member, you can go through the basic training again at no charge. But when you refer someone, and we're going to ask every single person how they were referred, we'll give you $100 for everybody who attends and pays the $197. Okay? A couple more announcements in your email for today's webcast. We had a link in there. We're doing a phenomenal 2-day workshop in Destin, June 21st and 22nd. And it's called the Referral Mastery Seminar. All right, now here's the thing. I've got David Fry, who is my marketing mentor. I've learned more about marketing from this one man than anybody that I know. Now, he came and did a nice Q&A with us. I should have had him do a presentation because I know what he's got, and we didn't see what he's got quite. I mean, it was good. It was really good. And there were some really good takeaways. One huge takeaway, by the way. But this guy's a referral marketing expert, an internet marketing expert, and he's going to be with me and Santiago. We want you to master referral marketing, be able to explode your referrals. Just the one technique alone that David Fry will share with us can help you dramatically increase your referrals. You're going to learn the latest in generating referrals through social media. And this is a one-time only event. It took me a year just to get lunch scheduled with Dave. And once I got a hold of him, I took him to a ball game. And he said, yeah, I'll help you, Howard. Let's go do this. So let's get to the beach and learn how to create more referrals. And then after, that event is going to be from 8 o'clock to 2:30. And then you can either go to the beach or if you want to really make it happen or bring your team to learn how to sell. We are holding a phenomenal sales workshop the same days right after that. So if you want to go from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., don't worry, there'll be breaks and there'll be dinner break. If you want to really learn the 7-step sales system, really learn the 5 ways to overcome objections consistently and how to upsell consistently, which is the most profitable sale ever made, and leave with your own custom script. Santiago and I did this workshop last year in Destin. It was awesome. Bring your salespeople because you can tell them about it all you want, but when they sit through that class, they will learn how to do it. Also, keep your eyes open for If you want to learn more about the health program that we're offering and that I used, I'm down 27 pounds now. I even lost way that the conference is awesome. And if you want to learn more about that, we're doing webinars at noon Central on Wednesdays and 5 p.m. Central on Thursdays if you want to tune in and find out what that's all about. So just send an email to support@howardpartridge.com and they will tag you as interested in help, and we will make sure that you hear about those webinars. Okay? So I hope to see you in Destin on June 21st and 22nd, and there is an order form in your email that you got. There's a link if you'll go and check on those links. Now, we only have we're only going to be able to take 50 companies for this, and if you want to do both the referral marketing and the sales workshop, then that's great. All right? So what questions do you have today or comments? Maybe type in your biggest takeaway from today's session and type in any questions you have. Okay, let's see. First question is, when you make a decision to move someone within the organization, what is the best way to address it with the person? Always ask questions. Go into a coaching session. How do you feel about what you're doing right now? What do you like about it? What do you not like about it? Do you feel that you're successful in that role? And if they're not successful in that role, you know, we, of course, should have had coaching all along, and we need to come down to the decision that we both agree that you're not successful in this role. I like you as a person. I want you on my team. I think you're phenomenal. We got to find the right place for you, so let's talk about that. So you create that together, okay? All right, let's see, Jeremiah, how much do the two seminars in Destin cost, the referral marketing and sales seminars? Tell you what, I think you might be on the 8-week leadership course, so we will send you the information so that you can look at both of those opportunities, because it depends on membership level and all of that, okay? Let's see. Oh, I love this. Wow. Man, I tell you, one of the greatest things is when our members come up with stuff like Lewis gave me this evaluation form, and it had community, and then it had life going through one of the letters there. And so community, life. And Denise just typed this out. She said, when I look at the key, K-E-Y, you gave me, I think keep encouraging yourself to provide support, encouragement, and accountability. Key to C, K-E-Y to S-E-A. I'm going to borrow that, Denise. Thank you very much. Okay, let's see. All right, so Anthony Miklachevsky, his big takeaway from today is getting reconnected and recharged is great. Hey, come on down to Destin. We also have the Destin Dream Retreat July 28th through 30th. You'll see more on that pretty soon. And also, I got your call, Chief. I just have not been able to call you back yet. Huge takeaway from Robin, A, players are free. Excellent. Any other comments or takeaways that you want to share? Type it in now or forever hold your peace till next week anyway. Any questions or comments before we close? All right. Well, I am Howard Partridge, and our passion, the entire Inner Circle community, our passion is your phenomenal success and significance. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.